Hey everybody, we switched it up a little bit for episode 4. Thanks for listening. Jake wrote a script for a play, and we invited some friends in to read it with us, and then we spent a little bit of time laughing about it and talking. It was a good time. Thanks to Colin, Jenna, Leah, and Brianna for being wonderful volunteers, having some fun with it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Okay, before I send the script out to everybody, let's just go over roles. Who wants to be Dr. I Read Books? This is a unisex role, so whoever wants to be Dr. I Read... Okay, Colin's Dr. I Read Books. Okay, Luke, do you want to be Tom Armpits or Rory Scary Nose?
I'll be Tom Armpits.
Okay, Luke's Tom Armpits. I'll be Rory Scary Nose. Okay, out of the girls, who wants to be Grace Pennylicker?
I don't want to be Grace Pennylicker.
That's Brianna.
Oh.
Brianna, you're Grace Pennylicker. Okay, who wants to be Casey Juicebox?
Me! I think I
do. It's Casey Juicebox.
Give it to Leah.
Jenna, that means you are Janice Bloated Toes.
Yes, I'm happy I'm not her.
I'm gonna email you all the script right now. Don't look through it.
Oh. Okay.
I think we found the perfect script for everybody. I've already gotten a peek.
It's called What Comes Goes Around.
Can you guys see me clearly? Just making sure my Wi-Fi is okay.
It's a little spotty.
For me or for Jenna?
For both of you.
Maybe here. I swear there's other Wi-Fi in this
Wi-Fi.
Little corner.
I can't do anything about it.
It's okay, Jenna. You're doing great.
Script.
As long as we can hear you, it's okay.
Okay, can everybody confirm that they got the script?
Let me check. What am I, Rory, Janice Bloated Toes?
Yeah, Jenna's Janice Bloated Toes. Colin, you know, why don't you be Rory Scary Nose and I'll be Dr. I Read Books?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Rory Scary.
Just got it.
Rory Scary Nose is a little more involved. Dr. I Read Books is out after the first scene, so I want to make sure that we're really utilizing Colin to his full capabilities.
Sounds good.
Okay. So should we just start Act 1, Scene 1?
Wait, yep. I'm downloading.
Okay, hold on. We'll wait for... Let me know when everybody's ready.
I have it up on my phone. That's all I'm going to use.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was just going to read off my computer.
Oh, that's smart. But
thanks.
How long did you spend writing this?
I've been working on it since I came up with the idea, like, maybe over the weekend. So, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
This isn't going to win an Oscar, but I think it's like a good, you know, we'll see if this works.
It'll get you nominated.
Yeah, you might not win, but you'll get nominated.
Wait, I have an STD.
Wait, sorry.
Wait, don't spoil anything yet, Brianna. Wait till we get through it.
Okay.
Does everybody have it?
Yeah,
yes, I just forgot who I am.
Leah, you are...
No. Juicebox.
You're Casey Juicebox, Leah. And Jenna, you are Janice Bloated Toast.
Okay.
Brianna's Grace Pennylicker. Okay, so let's start Act 1. Act 1, Scene 1. We find ourselves in I Read Books' doctor's office. He sits behind a mahogany desk. Grace Pennylicker is shown in by an orderly. Miss Pennylicker, come on in.
Hi.
Hot stuff.
Off to a rolling start.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Brianna, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll take it again from the top.
Okay, action.
Miss Pennylicker, come on in.
Hi, Dr. I Read Books.
How's it going?
Okay, I've been anxious to see my results.
I imagine. How are the symptoms? Have they been getting better with the medication?
They have.
That makes sense.
I tested positive.
You did.
Fuck, I knew it.
I'm going to prescribe you more antibiotics so you have them. Do you have any questions for me? I know we went over most of this last time.
If I had unprotected sex, is it as definite that they'll get it?
There's a very good chance. That person should probably just go on antibiotics regardless. Have you told your other sexual partners you were experiencing symptoms?
I wanted to wait until I knew for sure that I had it.
Okay, well, I would let them know. End of scene one. It's scene two. Tom Armpit sits in the living room of his and Grace Pennylicker's apartment. He has his feet up as he's reading the newspaper with a glass of scotch. Grace walks in and sits on a different chair.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi, baby. What you reading?
The Dow Jones is up today.
That's good news.
Not for me. I tried to short the whole market. I'm getting pulverized like a chicken cutlet in my Nana's kitchen on the eve of Christopher Columbus Day.
Oh, hi. How bad are you doing?
I'm down like 30K.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's okay. I think it's going to end up being a worthwhile investment.
Baby, it sounds like a bad investment.
Market can't stay up forever.
I guess. That doesn't seem like a totally sound logic.
I got my bachelor degree in history at Middlebury. I think I know what I'm doing.
Okay, whatever you say.
Tom puts his newspaper down and reveals a ring-sized jewelry box sitting on his lap.
Tom, what's that?
Just my 30K investment. Grace, I want to marry your ass. I want to marry your ass so hard.
Tom, holy shit. We need to talk before we go any further.
That doesn't sound good. About what?
I tested positive for chlamydia.
Holy shit. Do I have it?
Most likely.
Shit. Did I give it to you?
I don't know. Did you?
I hope not.
Tom?
What?
The doctor said you should probably go on antibiotics regardless.
Can I see your doctor? I don't have one of those. I have a chlamydia-ridden wiener.
Ew. Please don't say that. It makes me never want to give you a BJ again.
Do you still give BJs?
Very funny. When was the last... last time you put your mouth down there?
I stopped going down on you because you stopped going down on me.
An eye for an eye?
You know I live by Hammurabi's code.
I know, and I've accepted that.
If a man destroy the eye of another man, they shall destroy his eye. If one break a man's bone, they shall break his bone. If one destroy the eye of a freeman, or break the bone of a freeman, he shall pay one gold mina. If one destroys the eye of a man's slave or break a bone of a man's slave, he shall pay one half his price.
You've got me wetter than a puddle.
I could quote more if you want.
End of Act 1. Okay, Act 2, Scene 1. We open on Janice Bloated-Toes holding Tom Armpits affectionately post-coitum. She runs her hands through his hair and scratches his scalp. He lies there like a fat, satisfied cat.
There's something I have to ask you.
You can always ask me anything, Tom Armpits.
Thanks, Janice. Bloated Toes. Full names, am I right?
Was that your question?
Was what my question?
Full names, am I right?
No, it's like a saying. Full names, am I right?
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard the old adage, full names, am I right?
Is that your question?
What, if you've ever heard the old adage?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't my question.
Adage is such a weird word. You feel like you're pronouncing it wrong as you say it. Adage. Nope, doesn't sound right.
I guess.
What did you want to ask me?
I can't remember. Can I bum a cig?
Sure thing, sugar pop.
What you got?
American spirits.
Very cool.
Jane passes Tom a cigarette and a lighter. Tom lights it up and proceeds to smoke it in her bed. She passes him a tray to ash it out on.
You want to put a record on?
Sure, put something on for us.
Groovy. I'm thinking some Soft Machine.
Go for it.
Music drifts into the room as Tom finishes his cigarette. End of scene one. Scene two. Tom Armpits and Janice Bloated Toes stroll through the city, arms locked. She peeks into the store windows as she passes them. Tom gets a text and pulls out his phone.
Shit, I remember what I wanted to ask you.
Oh, what is it, my dear? Tom Armpits. I'm sorry, your full name just flows so nicely. You can't just say the first name. I can't call you Tom. You're my Tom Armpits. You're my Tom Armpits. Full names, am I right?
Some names are just built that way.
Is mine like that?
Not really. Janice Bloated Toes feels like a mouthful.
I'll give you a mouthful.
I think I'm the one who's supposed to say that.
That's inappropriate, Tom Armpits.
Fuck. I forgot what I wanted to ask you. I gotta stop taking Quaaludes.
Any chance you'll get some tea somewhere so I can use the bathroom? I really have to pee.
Yeah, I could go for some boba right now.
I think there actually is one around here.
End of scene two. Scene three. Tom Armpit sips on some boba in a cafe waiting for Janice Bloated Toes to use the bathroom. She comes out of the bathroom with a puzzled look on her face.
What's wrong?
It really hurt to pee just now. I hope I don't have a UTI.
No, it's because you have chlamydia.
Why would I have chlamydia?
Because Grace Pennylicker tested positive for it.
Why didn't you tell me?
I meant to ask you if you've been experiencing symptoms. That's what I forgot.
Why didn't you tell me about this before we had sex?
Because we both have it already, and I knew if I told you, you wouldn't want to have sex with me.
Ew, I had you... Ew, I had your chlamydia-ridden wiener inside me.
You don't think you gave it to me?
I bet that whore Grace Pennylicker is probably fucking someone on the side, and she gave it to you, and you gave it to me.
Oigavalt.
Don't you oigavalt me. You know I'm right.
I don't know anything.
Fuck, I wish I could go to the doctor right now.
You want me to take you to the Minute Clinic?
I want you to blow chunks, Tom Armpits, and get lost.
What is this, the 50s?
No, it's not. You don't understand me, Tom Armpits. You never will.
Janice storms out of the boba cafe, leaving Tom Armpits alone.
This is good boba.
End of Act 2. Act 3, Scene 1. Rory Scary Nose and Grace Pennylicker sit in front of a table of filled wine glasses and cheese boards. The candles are lit to top off the perfect date night.
Hey, so there's something that I wanted to talk to you about.
What's that?
I think you gave me chlamydia.
Oh, shit. Like the STD?
No, like the Finnish punk rock band.
Did I buy you one of their CDs by accident?
No, the Finnish punk rock band thing was a joke. I meant like the STD.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry about that. I wonder where I got it from.
You mean who?
You know, I've been drinking out of the sink lately because the Brita filter is tapped. I probably got it from drinking the sink water.
I don't think you can get it that way.
You never know. I watched the fracking documentary and people's were lighting their sink water on fire. You're telling me you don't think the water has chlamydia in it?
Not in those exact words, but sure.
You're so freaking smart. Come here.
Rory starts kissing Grace's neck seductively.
Wait, I'm like super not turned on right now.
Totally misread the situation.
I forgot you're illiterate.
Happens to the best of us.
My doctor says you should get on antibiotics.
I don't believe in antibiotics.
What do you mean you don't believe in antibiotics?
Yeah, I don't believe in them.
Like you don't take them?
Nope.
Why not?
They don't actually do anything. They're just full of tracking and microchips for the government to spy on you.
You actually believe that?
I do.
So how do you plan on treating your chlamydia?
I don't.
Then I'm not going to have sex with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you have chlamydia.
That seems rather shallow.
End of scene one. Scene two, Tom Armpits and Grace Pennylicker sit on a park bench together. Tom eats a soft pretzel, which he's been sharing with Grace.
Good pretzel, huh?
I love a soft pretzel.
I love a soft pretzel.
I know you do.
You read my mind.
Just keep going.
I know you've been cheating on me. Yep, you've been cheating on me?
Yep.
But you wanted to marry me?
Yep. Did you want to marry me?
Part of me did.
Not all of you?
Marriage is a big step.
Is it?
I'm not sure if I want to be Mrs. Armpits.
You don't want to be Grace Armpits?
You don't want to be Tom Pennylicker.
Do you want me to take your name?
I don't know what I want. I just want to be chlamydia free.
Don't we all?
Where does this leave us?
Two old acquaintances sharing a pretzel in the park.
What happens when we finish the pretzel?
What if we took our time finishing the pretzel? We don't have to finish it all today.
The pretzel will go bad eventually, and we'll have to throw it out.
Thank you for everything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean that. I'll always think back on our time together fondly.
I appreciate that. I'll always remember you as the guy who gave me chlamydia.
I think we both know. You gave it to me.
End of scene two. Scene three. Janice Bloated-Toes sits in her living room alone. She checks her phone out of boredom. Rory Scary Nose walks into the room with a couple of glasses of wine.
Thanks, baby boo.
You got it, Miss Bloated-Toes.
So there's something I need to talk to you about.
You've got chlamydia, too?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Grace Pennylicker told me she had it. I think she gave it to me.
Yeah, Tom Armpits gave it to me. What a gross, dirty couple.
Yeah, let's stop sleeping with them.
Casey Juicebox comes into the room dressed in a black leather outfit.
Is somebody going to tie me down with ropes and eat my ass, or do I have to beg? Because I'll do it.
End of scene three. Scene four. Casey Juicebox lies alone on a bed. Her arms are tied to the bedpost, her feet tied to the bed frame.
I was the one who gave chlamydia to everyone. I guess you could call me Chlamydia Casey. I'm like the Typhoid Mary of chlamydia. Chlamydia Casey. I got it from a sailor I met down in Tijuana. Boy, was he a good looker. Like a young Tony Danza with Robert Downey Jr.'s affinity for cocaine. We made love for 3 straight days on a public beach in front of a crowd of curious children. No condoms, no birth control, no rules. It was liberating. Like when our earliest ancestors met Neanderthals and fucked their brains out. They didn't care that they had slanted foreheads. They went into their limestone caves and performed sexual marathons for weeks on end. It's important we learn from these stories that have been passed down about the sex parties of our ancestors and how they formed, who we are as a society today. That's what this play was really all about in the end.
The end. That was incredible, guys.
What a performance. Oh. That was fantastic all around.
That was so good. You killed that monologue at the end.
Great soliloquy.
Yeah, that was
spoken like that.
No, it was like the most I've sworn this year.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. That was really incredible. Everybody put in, you know, such a great gift.
I was expecting nothing less.
So what did you guys take away from the play?
Know the history about your ancestors. Because if you don't know that, you'll never know who you got chlamydia from.
I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I was really trying to convey with this, though, is communication, you know. Let's talk. Let's be more open about what we're going through and what we have sexually.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Cheers.
That was, I got the sneak preview, but actually hearing it performed was unbelievable.
Luke, I gotta say, you really got into Tom Armpits.
I really connected with him as a character. I felt it deep in my core, deep in my balls, just really, really deep.
True. I really believed you as Tom Armpits and Brianna as Grace.
Brianna, too.
I was going to say,
she could win a Grammy.
God.
Yeah, what? That scene was...
Wait, not a Grammy.
My mom was like, can I listen to this? And I was like, no. I
My mom asked too. She's like, oh, I need to hear it. I'm like, no. I already know that that's going to be a no.
Lee, you should let your mom hear your monologue at the end, though. She would probably really think it was great.
Yeah, I think she would really love it.
I could send this to my students to practice.
This is good.
Great lesson.
Hey, Tom Armpits.
Jake, when can we get to their play?
Who is Tom Armpits?
Who wants to be...
Explain what chlamydia is whenever they ask.
No, I think they know. I think it's the same. No.
Yes, same, yeah.
I wonder if that...
What's it called in Spanish? Chlamydia. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you can say it in that accent.
You just shake your shoulders a little. Chlamydia.
Jenna, how many of your students have chlamydia?
I don't know. I can ask them tomorrow.
Oh, so it's... It's chlamydia, just with an I instead of a Y.
With my accent.
Tijuana?
Yeah, let's take the Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Oh, man.
Is anyone else sweating?
I was crying a little during the scene with the pretzel. You guys really sold. I was like, oh my god, this is sad to see this couple break up. They've been through so much together. And to see it have to end this way.
I left Grace Penny Liquor with a lifetime of memories and hopefully not a lifetime of chlamydia. But.
Yeah. I wish I didn't. To deliver the monologue at the end, someone with a stronger voice could have done that.
No, you chose Casey Juicebox. The role called, so it had to be you.
True.
Your entrance was electric.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I knew you guys were going to be my actors, I was like, you know, I really see Leah for Janice Bloated Toes, but after seeing Jenna do it, I think I was wrong. I think Jenna was really Janice Bloated Toes all along.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? I bet Leah thought she was getting out scotch-free, like no reading at all.
I did. I just nailed it at the end.
I was wondering, I'm like, when is she going to talk?
I know. I was scrolling through, and then I saw, and I was like, oh, I wish I didn't even read this. Brianna!
Yeah?
You look like Kelly from The Bachelor.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just your lips.
Oh, because they're red? Because I've been drinking, like, wine all night?
Oh, and just the shape of them. But sorry, guys, we can continue on a normal subject.
I want to talk about Brianna and Kelly.
Is anyone watching Bachelor Listen to Your Heart?
No.
Yes.
Me too. It's terrible. It's The Bachelor, but musicians.
What is it?
It's The Bachelor with musicians, and, like, their dates are, like, serenading each other. It is terrible, but it's so entertaining.
You have to watch Too Hot to Handle. That show is ridiculous.
Oh, I saw that. I clicked over it, and I was like, whoa, they were just making out the whole time.
They have sex, they don't get money or something.
Yeah, so they have to go a month, and if they withstand from, like, having sex or kissing, then they win $100,000. But every time that they do, like, any sexual act, it knocks off that total. And so whatever money they're left with at the end is, like, what they get. And it's all just, like, a bunch of, like, super attractive, like, dumb Instagram people. Yeah, it's a weird plot.
Pretty good, an interesting concept.
Yeah. And I don't think that they know about the money part until the end, right?
No,
they think how much money they're losing the whole time.
Maybe that's a different show. Never mind, y'all.
Leah, you never have to never mind us.
So how was everyone's day?
Wait, I have a Tijuana story, actually. So, my grandmother has pretty serious dementia, but it's also causing her to randomly remember old stories from, like, way back. And she told a story about her and my grandfather living in San Diego. And I guess, so she starts the story and she goes, you know, back in my day, I went to, you know, plenty of strip clubs, but your grandfather and I went to one in Tijuana that was just downright vulgar, and I never went to a strip club after that. It's like, you know, in other cities, they were nice and classy, but the ones in Tijuana were just vulgar over there in Mexico. And my dad and I just sat there, like, wide-eyed, looking at her, like, this is my 96-year-old grandmother telling us.
Wait, when did she say that?
Just, like, right out of nowhere, like, 2 days ago.
Recently? Oh.
This is, like, over fucking, like, chicken and rice for dinner. She's just like, yeah, we went to strip club. Do you wanna? We're like, what?
Good for her.
Casual dinner conversation.
Yeah. It's been quite entertaining.
Party boy now.
Yeah. Colin, have you been to a strip club in Tijuana?
No, I haven't. I've never been to Tijuana. I've never been. Have you?
I've never been to Tijuana.
I went to a strip club in London, and it led to very bad things.
Ooh. Yeah, right. you gotta go into depth.
I went to a ping pong cone Bangkok. It was very scary.
Oh, is that where they shoot ping pong balls over there?
Yeah.
In a bird.
I tried to go to one and we were sitting down and Chow made us leave because she said it was disrespecting people, but I really wanted to see.
To see a strip club?
No, the ping pong show.
Pigeons playing ping pong?
No, the ping pong show where they shoot ping pongs out of, like, places.
Oh.
Luke, you were with me in Amsterdam, right?
I heard about that.
Am I going to have to tell this story?
Ooh, tell us.
Well,
what
did she pick up? We saw much worse stuff than, like, ping pongs.
What'd you see?
Yeah.
We watched a woman smoke a cigar out of her vagina. We watched a woman do a striptease, and then at the end of it, she pulled out all of these beads that, like, you couldn't see the whole time. We didn't even know they were there. And all of a sudden, they were, like, really
strong. She pulled it was, them like, out. It was at least 10 to 12.
Yeah. Say again?
Did she pick someone to pull it out?
No, so they did call people up, though, and one of our friends got called up, and the lady put a Sharpie in her vagina and then drew on his chest. And the she guy? Was like, yeah, and, well, she drew it on the guy's chest, yeah. But she asked him to unclasp her bra. And he couldn't unclasp her bra, and we were all just sitting there watching him, and it was, like, the most...
That's
so cringy. Oh, wait, were you the one who had the...
My goalie couldn't undo the bra. I was the one who got dick written on his chest.
Oh, I totally forgot that was you.
Wait, you were the one?
Yeah, well, so, hold on. So, it starts out with, she calls me up, and she's giving me, like, a lap dance. And
in front of the whole audience,
trying to get me to get hard on stage, and I'm like, this is not gonna happen. So her solution was to just hit me, which made everything worse and just made it hurt. And then she's like, all right, get on the floor, lay down on the floor face up. And I was like, okay. So I'm on my back, and she's like, close your eyes. I was like, okay. And she takes my shirt off, and then I just hear her moving around, and I feel something touch my chest, and I hear her go, okay, open your eyes. And I look up, and I just open my eyes, and she's just squatted over me with a vagina, like a Sharpie. You were a dick across my chest with her vagina. And then let me go.
It was really hard to watch it.
It was really hard to be involved in.
Wait, how many people were there?
Well, there was 7 of us, probably, and then there was maybe 10 more people.
Oh my god, that would be so embarrassing.
I just felt so uncomfortable watching him.
Yeah.
I would not agree to be on the stage.
I got volunteered. I was not a very willing participant, but
for volunteer
time, you just watch people fuck. It's kind of odd.
It was really weird. It was one of the weirdest nights I've ever had.
And that's a small audience. At least if it was bigger, I don't know. That's a lot of
like auditorium.
it wasn't a sold out show.
What an experience.
Yeah.
That was quite the night.
What would you guys do if you had a sexual partner tell you they had an STD?
Ask what STD it was.
That's a good start.
Investigating a little bit.
Yeah.
And then what?
Can I go get tested? Might not have it. You never know. Could have avoided it.
A lot of STDs, you can just get medicine and get rid of them.
All right, besides, like, the HIV, HIV, what would be the best and what would be the worst STD?
Doesn't gonorrhea not have a cure?
No, because then it would be like you have a rib dick and you wouldn't have to use like one of those weird condoms. Like you just already have it. It's like built in.
What STD?
Just genital warts.
Ew.
So you said that's the best one to get?
Yeah, easily.
You can't get rid of that one.
But you have them forever, don't you?
Is it itchy?
don't know. You guys are, I mean, that's not the point. I'm talking about the functionality of the warts.
Hey, you oh, I've forever.
Something that you can get rid of.
Yeah, I'm on, I agree.
Like, I'd love to have, I'm just kidding.
You wouldn't even mind.
I wouldn't mind having it.
I mean, chlamydia is just a couple of pills.
Yeah, it's like I had a friend say it's like the strep throat of STDs.
Yeah, I could.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Can't wait until we die.
If you had an STD in the past, would you admit to having it?
The silence is telling.
To who? It depends on to who.
Like, would you admit right here on this podcast that you've had an STD before?
Probably not.
Probably not.
They won't be able to see you.
Oh, true. Probably not.
You're fine. You've established you probably not say it. We just need an answer from Jenna.
Huh?
Answer the question.
If you had a boyfriend that you really liked and he asked you if you ever had one in the past, would you admit to it? Or a girlfriend?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait. Could you repeat that?
If you had an STD in the past and, like, you were seeing somebody that you really liked and they asked you if you had one in the past, would you admit to it?
I wish I could say yes, but, well, it depends on the situation, I guess. How long have you been seeing this person?
This is the one.
If you knew them really well.
This is the guy you're going to
into, like, a serious relationship with them.
I guess if they really wanted to know, but.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you answer these questions?
This question was not asked to us.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Do you have an STD right now?
Do I know?
Do I have an STD right now?
Have you had one in the past?
No.
Do you think I have?
Twice.
You did? If you did have one, would you tell whoever you're seeing if they asked you?
If say that again?
Same question. If someone asked you, have you ever had an STD, would you tell them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm clean now, so it wouldn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, I was a dumb 19-year-old stuck in the wrong hole.
There's so many parts of this episode we can put in, just frame all of us looking so terrible.
Oh, I've got so many song ideas already.
Oh, it's great.
Song?
Did you guys hear the song?
What? I've seen the movie.
Go listen to the end of episode 3. There's a great song. I cut a little clip from Mike's interview and put a little beat to it. It's quite fantastic. I've got another one for the end of this one. And I'm sure this episode will produce countless.
But you can, like, cut things out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
If you can add laugh tracks to this, I swear to God, I'll suck your dick.
Oh. If I wasn't going to try before, I'm getting it done now. Do you realize how long it's going to since I've had a blowjob? This fucking quarantine is killing me.
Man. When was the last time everybody had...
Say that again?
Asking when was the last time everybody had sex? Colin, if you're anything like longer than like 2 days, I swear to God.
You don't have to worry about me. We're good.
Gross.
Never mind.
Wait, what were you going to say, Leah?
7 weeks.
Oh, Leah, once you start it, you got to say it.
Leah was going to be like, yeah, I got head the other day, but...
No, I wasn't.
I went to New York for work, like, a month and a half ago. A little more. You guys know who came to visit?
No.
Oh, I told you.
Oh, I was there. I'm like, who? I was there.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bad motion. Don't say it. God damn it.
Was it Peter? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's your dad's name?
But yeah, we haven't talked since. That was a long time ago.
It's awkward with your dad.
All right, so Leah's answer is a month and a half.
Jake, what about you?
Probably beginning of March. So yeah, maybe a month and a half.
Jake, don't you have a girlfriend?
I did. We broke up a couple weeks ago.
See, this is why you gotta listen to the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, you know.
Yeah, I will listen.
Were you living together? I'm sorry, I'll listen to the podcast. You don't have to tell it.
No. We don't live together either.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We didn't have to get somber about it. It was very, very, very okay breakup.
That's good. Mine wasn't. Anyways, next person.
Oh, man. I can't wait for Leah's mom to listen to this.
I will not let that happen.
Oh, I already sent it, I think.
More people have to go. Answer.
Brianna?
Sometime in February, probably. So long.
Angel. Just kidding.
Me.
Colin?
I already said it. I mean, it hasn't.
It's been like 2 years, maybe.
I think Luke's the only one that hasn't gone.
It was. I can probably tell you the exact date.
Do you have the receipt?
Calendar every time.
It was 2 days before we all got quarantined at work.
At work?
At work?
No. We got quarantined.
One of the players?
That's my work. Yeah, because of work. But I remember it was 2 days before that.
You had sex because of work?
Yeah. Nice. Because of work. Not the first time, but maybe the last time.
At like work? Real...
No, not it.
With work people.
We were quarantined because of work. Totally. Oh. I had sex 3 days before we were quarantined. Mm-hmm. I just remember it 3 days before.
Got it.
Is that everybody?
Next question.
Leah, what do you want the questions to be about?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll ask.
Let's hear it, Brianna.
I can't think of any. Give me a sec.
You can't volunteer to ask a question and not
have. It seems so gung-ho.
I'm ready.
Mine, but I can't think of any.
Okay, ready? Fuck one, kill one, marry one. Me, Luke, and Colin.
Oh. Hey, Colin, when are you moving to Charleston? When are you and Jill moving?
Because I want to come down and fuck you.
Next Saturday.
But when are you guys moving?
Next Saturday.
No. Don't change the subject.
Yeah, you guys are avoiding Jay's question.
I call answering last.
What's the question?
Fuck one, marry one, kill one, me, Colin, Luke.
Oh, I go going second.
I'll go first. Okay. No. I would say, actually, okay.
And this is me fuck with
Dave, marry Luke, kill Colin. Sorry.
I don't want such a good long-term husband.
I feel like that kill is the best scenario for every one of these. Brianna.
Think. Wait, what was yours, Jenna? Fuck. What?
Oh, no. Listen to your heart. I'll tell you.
Maybe. I think me and Colin wouldn't get along if we got married.
I'll kill him.
I've always enjoyed your company, Colin. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed yours too. Jeez.
I think I would kill Jake, fuck Colin, marry Luke. Your turn.
Sorry, Jake. R.I.P.
Listen, I'm.
All right, Leah.
I often contemplate it too sometimes, so.
Man, it's tricky because I would like to marry two. I'm just kidding.
You kill one.
One of you I definitely want to kill. The other two I'm really struggling with.
I would probably... Mary, Jake.
Let's fucking go.
And I would only kill Colin only because he's dating one of my best friends.
That's why I said it.
That's so
otherwise.
Where is Jill?
She's right outside. Yeah,
outside. Are you guys in the same house?
Yeah,
we're at my brother's.
Oh, wait, you guys are all in the same house?
Me, Luke, Colin, Jill, and Brianna.
Okay, now you guys have to do the same question, but for me, Jenna.
No.
Yeah. No, we couldn't. Are you kidding?
No, we're out of time.
You guys are just sweet angels. We couldn't do that.
Brianna, you wish.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to know, but that's bad that we had to and that you guys don't.
That's unfair. Well,
okay, let's do this instead. Who do you guys think Jake would kill out of you three?
Me.
Oh, is she right?
That was quick.
I married him.
Yeah, how about that? You guys answer.
How is that fair?
We answer for you?
Well, it's just like misogynist to have us like objectify you guys and be like, oh, I'd fuck Jenna. Like, that's gross. Like, I don't want to like overstep our boundaries as friends.
Okay, ciao.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Oh my god. Bringing up chow in front of Luke, that's a sore subject. They've been beefing so hard since like 6 o'clock today.
Placement.
I'm a professional podcast producer.
It was really uncomfortable for me and Colin and Leah to be in the same group with them.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
I was like, trying to be supportive.
Whose fault was it?
Good question, Jenna. Let's get to the bottom.
Luke, what? What is
from Jake or Colin? From someone on the outside. Whose fault?
I'll let Colin take this, just because I'm living with Luke right now, so I don't want to get in trouble.
I think it was largely a miscommunication about technology. That ended up Yeah, it was basically Zoom versus Skype, and Skype won in the end. That was it.
Luke, was there something?
Two strong personalities.
What is that, Jake?
Is there something that this is like rooted in? Did something happen?
I mean, it started with outside of that group chat. She gave me a bunch of attitude about whenever I texted her to get the Skype set up. And then when it continued in the group chat, I just said, I'm not going to deal with attitude. And I want to enjoy this podcast and having someone who clearly just wants to cause trouble on the podcast isn't going to help. I probably should have just said, just don't come on, rather than sort of forcing her hand into her quitting. But it is what it is. I don't really care. She can get over it.
Wow. Okay, so now going to Jenna, Leah, Brianna, and Colin. Are you guys Team Colin or Team Luke or Team Chow?
Ooh.
I'm team both. I get that Luke and yourself, Jake, put a lot of effort into this, so it shouldn't be taken lightly and it shouldn't be a joke. And then I get her just for not understanding Luke's comments. I don't know.
Man, I'll tell you, that's a real pussy take. Fuck that. Jenna, take a side.
Okay, well, Leah sent me the screenshots of the conversation, so
I said, Jenna, look what we're getting into.
No, initially I thought, well, I've seen this start from New Year's. Well, probably started before that. Some tension there.
Started when they made it. House.
I think that happened.
No, it didn't happen. Did.
You guys made out?
Oh, yeah.
I have to listen to the podcast more. Wait, you and Brianna or you and Chow?
Luke and Chow.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, when did you guys make out? I don't remember that.
Mm-mm. I feel like you guys did, no definitely.
Way. Luke and Brianna?
I don't think so.
Luke and Shenanigans. No, Luke and Chow. What about Luke and Chow? That happened?
Yeah. It wasn't like a... We're hooking up. It was like Jake says, I dare you two to make out right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd love to see that.
Chow
was like, I would
see that. Chow was like, Jake, dare us to make out. And I was like, no, we're at like the bar. We're all friends. I don't want to overstep like our boundaries, you know, and like this friendship thing. And she was like, no, definitely ask us to make out. And I was like, okay. And the rest is history.
Wait, are you kidding or no?
The thing is, I could see that being a real thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, I could totally see it happening like that.
I remember this, but maybe
that's
I'm
exactly
just
how it happened.
What bar? What
the
bar are you at?
Yeah.
I swear I was there and just had a little bit to drink.
Yeah. Okay, so Jenna, are you Team Luke or Team Chow?
I feel like this is going to get around.
Yeah, it literally top left, Luke is recording this call, so I'm going to ignore the call.
Wait, actually...
I mean, I'll cut it if you guys don't want it to be. I don't really care.
Can you make my voice... Can you mutate my voice?
Yeah.
Oh, you can still call me Jenna.
I'm Luke.
Right, so it sounds like Jenna's Team Luke. Brianna, what side would you take?
I don't know the whole story, really. I didn't get the screenshot.
Yeah, Brianna was just a late substitute.
I was like, sure. I don't know.
But she killed it at that part. Sometimes it doesn't happen the way you think it'll happen, but it works out. I mean, she was inspirational. Yeah.
All right, so Brianna's Team Chow. Colin, what are you thinking?
I mean, this isn't a question. We're going through. I've known longest, and my boy.
Leah's team both. Jenna's team Luke. Brianna's team Chow. I don't know.
I don't think either were in the right, but neither.
I see both sides.
I will say, on a personal level, I was in the wrong. As producer of this podcast, I was very much in the right. I was looking out for the best of this podcast. okay. Not the best of our friendship. And frankly, fuck about friendship.
I smell you.
You can smell Luke from Columbia? Gross, Luke. Take a shower.
I sent his reading from Columbia to Columbia. I haven't showered in like 6 days. I can smell my own balls.
Gross.
Cut that. Just for the facial reactions alone.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you guys do this again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the best part of the quarantine so far.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
This is like week 7.
Yeah. All right, so we can obviously keep doing something like this if you guys are into it, but...
I've had a lot of fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of podcast listeners.
We make about 15 cents.
Where can I find your podcast?
Spotify, Overcast, Anchor.
And what's it called? Snake and Skywalker?
Yes. Because Apple Podcasts labeled us as vulgar. So we will not be on Apple Podcasts for a while.
Really?
That was kind of my fault because I accidentally labeled one of the episodes clean, and we started off, I'm pretty sure, with like multiple dick jokes, and so we got away with it.
What do you guys have?
Eczema.
What'd you say?
What?
How many listeners do you have?
Mike Walden, our guest, really loves his sister.
To answer your question, Leah, it's typically just your parents who listen in. Okay. Sometimes your brother.
You're averaging 30 plays per episode.
Okay. My mom added to that.
Don't know what
Get your mom to get her friends to listen to.
I would die, no.
You should, Jen, you should make all of your students listen.
Oh,
you can suggest it as a material listening practice.
There you go.
It's good to pick up English slang this way.
Yeah, you can give them subtitles and everything.
For sure.
Jenna, who do you miss the most out of all of us on this chat?
No, I miss... Jenna doesn't miss us.
Yeah, none of us.
She just misses what's his name? Guido.
I was thinking about Miguel today.
Oh, Miguel.
Oof, don't talk Colin about Miguel.
Uh-oh.
Why do you miss Guido?
Guido, and I love him still.
Leah, who do you miss the most on the chat?
I recently saw Brianna, and I had a lot of fun with her. So I guess I'll go with her.
Brianna, who do you miss the most?
I miss you all. But actually, I was supposed to be in this week. Visiting Leah, but my flight got canceled, so I'm gonna say Leah.
Yeah.
Wait, were you guys all gonna be in Spain?
Yeah, me and Elizabeth had flights.
Yeah. Oh. And my whole
soccer team
in Spain too.
Colin, who do you miss?
You, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a little while.
Has been a little while.
Living now.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I live here and there.
Luke, what are you doing?
Jake,
are you
in San Mateo?
Say that again?
Who do you miss the most, Luke?
Me? I miss Colin the most. I don't see him that often, so.
I'm trying to think who I've seen the last out of all of you. And it might be Jenna, honestly.
Christmas of 2018?
Yeah.
If Tom was on the call, haven't you seen her?
I don't think so.
You were going to go bowling again, and then you didn't do it.
I've seen either Colin or Jenna the most recent. But I miss you the most, Leah.
Can you tell us about, didn't Charles visit your house with your family?
Yeah, Luke and Colin's been. Jenna's been.
Multiple times.
I'll let Colin and Jenna talk about their experiences.
Oh, I just thought that Charles had a funny experience because she drank a lot.
She passed out in a chair for like the entire afternoon.
Yeah, okay. With her eyes open.
With her eyes open.
You guys want to hear a funny story about the time I visited Jake?
Yeah.
All right, so I went up there and...
Football.
Yeah, so I went up there and we were about to eat, but before that, Jake's brother, Evan, wanted to throw the football with Jake, and so he asked Jake, he's like, hey, Jake, want to go outside and throw in the front yard with, me and Colin? Jake was like, no, I don't want to play. Evan started, like, throwing a little bit of a tantrum, and Jake's mom comes over to me, pats me on the shoulder, and is like, will you please go throw the ball with Evan? Like, Jake won't play with him right now. So, yeah, she made me the mediator, but, yeah, it was fun. He's got a really cute little family.
Cute.
The time Jenna and I went bowling, my sister wasn't talking to me because I was dating one of her best friends, and she came to visit that day, and my sister ran away because she didn't want to be at the house with everybody. And Jenna came and bowled, and my sister didn't say a word the whole time to anybody.
You said, whatever you do, don't bring up New York City. I'm like, what?
Okay. GTs. Yeah, Leah, you got to come visit the house. You'll have some great memories.
Yeah, I do. I wonder when this will be over. I want to do a trip and visit everyone before I return to Spain.
Probably won't be over for another year and a half.
Yeah, I feel like this is gonna be like 6 months.
Yeah.
2022.
Whoa, Jenna, what's up with that cat? Oh my god.
Don't kill it. Stop struggling with the cat.
Jenna threw it at one point too, and that's put his butthole in her face.
This is the second week in a row we've had a cat attack a guest on the podcast.
It really likes Jenna.
Yeah, it spends a lot of time here with me.
When you sleep, where does it sleep? I see someone's
not
like
my cat. I don't know.
Hey, Jenna.
Huh?
Put the video down.
Those are my legs.
Oh, okay.
Does the cat only speak Spanish?
Oh, bastard. You know I don't speak Spanish.
Jenna, does it?
What?
Does the cat only speak Spanish?
No. Hey, cat.
Hey, cat.
No, I think he understands.
Just didn't respond at all.
Hey, cat. Hey, cat. You are my friend. Okay. I think that's it.
That has been episode 4.
Yeah.